Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I tell you, little buddy, this whole island is bewitched.
Remember, we were shipwrecked together.
Welcome to this bonus episode of Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot. And if you want to be the first to hear our bonus podcast, become a Sound Opinions member on Patreon. We sometimes do very timely or newsy things in these bonuses, Greg. And sometimes we add another track to the Desert Island Jukebox, playing you a song we cannot live without. It is your turn to do the latter. You're taking a trip. You're literally preparing to go on vacation, and you're going to the virtual Desert Island. Give us a little taste of what we're going to hear.
Yes, well, I'm going to riff a little bit more on, we had so much fun with the speak singing episode.
Oh, yeah.
Vocalists who are speak singers. I wanted to add one more, mainly because I so cherish a particular album that he performed on.
All right. Well, we're going to hear more about that in a minute on Sound Opinions. Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island has been brewing award-winning beers in Chicago that are inspired by this city. Take 312 Lemonade Shandy, Tropical Beer Hug Double IPA, and a rotating series of hazy IPAs only available in Chicago. You know, every time we go down to Goose Island, there's another one that they're pushing on us.
That's right.
They're all good.
Absolutely. And what supporters of musical culture, you know, in the city of Chicago and elsewhere, if you go to a show in Chicago and you see that Goose Island sign, you know you're in good hands. They're music fans as well as great beer makers at Goose Island. So we're really proud to be associated with them.
The Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer.
Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island. Since 1988, Goose Island's been brewing beers in the spirit of Chicago.
You can find IPAs, Lemonade Shandy, and limited releases in-store or at one of Goose's venues in Chicago. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago's beer. And we are back. Mr. Kot, I want to hear this cherished Sing Speak album you're going to highlight today.
Well, indeed, Jim. One of the reasons I wanted to highlight it as a desert island is that I would indeed bring it to a desert island. I think it's one of the best albums of the 90s, and I don't think it gets enough love. We haven't talked about this band a whole lot on the show, but it's time to, you know, compensate for that oversight. Tindersticks is the band I'm talking about.
Oh, you have been a veteran Tindersticks lover. Yes.
Since their self-titled debut in 1993, which is the album I'm going to talk about, the vocalist I am speaking of, the speak-singing vocalist, is Stuart Staples. And I saw this band perform a couple times. They don't get over here a lot. They got a lot of love in the UK when their first few albums came out in the 90s, but not a whole lot of traction in the United States. They're not a pop band in any sense of the term, but their songs sometimes get described as cinematic, and that's an overused term. But in this case, I think it really applies. They've made 13 studio albums in the last 30 years and 7 film soundtracks. So this band was designed to be part of a movie soundtrack, practically.
Yeah.
That one of their songs actually appeared in the first season of The Sopranos as well.
Uh-huh.
And I am now going to raise the flag and say they need to be in Peaky Blinders. I mean, they would be, they would fit right alongside PJ Harvey and Nick Cave and Anna Colby and all these other artists, I think on their superb soundtracks that they have.
I don't disagree, but I've forgotten about Tindersticks. Are they still a going concern?
They are. In fact, and you may see them as a buried treasure. I'm not going to give too much away, but they're still producing really great work. And as I said, I think they've been criminally undersung in the States.
Underrated?
Absolutely.
Undersung. I like that.
Undersung. Underrated. Whatever you want to, you know, sort of a noir approach to music, sort of like the dark side of like Roxy Music or a Nick Cave, mostly ballad mode, but there's a lot of the imagery in the songs is so powerful. Sex and violence, yearning and despair, it's all tangled together. Very detailed writing. Staples is a great lyricist, and he's just giving you these little snapshots, scenes in a life, not giving the whole thing away. There's a song on the self-titled debut that I want to highlight. Marbles is the name of the track. It's a song involving three people. Two men and a woman, and some kind of weird love triangle is taking place. It's not exactly clear the dynamics, other than the scenes are so vividly described. He's narrating these scenes. There's love, there's betrayal, there's an ending in violence. You know, you're disturbed by the song. And at the same time, there's a beauty to it and an allure and an atmosphere that he's creating.
Hmm.
It reminds me of some of Dylan's work on Blonde on Blonde, let's say. It's that kind of just, it sucks you into this world that he's creating in this room. Great band. Dave Bolter's got this organ drone going in the song. Alistair McCauley, a great, great drummer, Jim. You would appreciate him in the way he uses mallets and brushes as well as sticks to create this kind of atmosphere. On this song, he's playing vibraphone. And between the vibes and the organ, underneath Staples' sing-speak vocals, you really get this atmosphere building up. So, great vocalist Stuart Staples in a sing-speak fashion. The great band Tindersticks from their debut album in 1993, a song called Marbles on Sound Opinions. That is Marbles from Tindersticks, my D.I.J. for today, Jim.
A fine pick, Mr. Cott. As always, Sound Opinions is produced by Andrew Gill, Alex Claiborne, our associate producer, Sol Delgadillo, and our intern, Mary Bernthal. Our social media consultant is Katie Cott. Thanks for listening.